Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening. Only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Perfect. Hey, welcome to High School Hoops. I cut Coach off. We were literally, I said, what's the next topic? You'll love this. I said, what's the next topic, Coach? And he told me the topic. And then I literally hit record and I cut him off mid-sentence. So if you heard that at the beginning.
How many cup of coffees did you have today?
First of all, I'm looking for people that are watching this, world's best boss.
Okay.
From the office. My daughter and wife went to the Office Experience in Chicago.
How was it? Was it awesome? Fun?
They said it was so much fun. Basically the actual office.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I cut him off, but we got a good topic. That's what it was like. Oh, that's good. Done. All right. So before we get going, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They are going to be around in 2022.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you like the podcast, it's a great way to support us. I'd like to take my wife to dinner. So, you know, maybe Chipotle. That's my goal.
Oh, man. So
come join Teach Hoops. I can take my wife to Chipotle.
Come on. You live in Madison. You got better decisions than that.
I do have better decisions than that. I have very good. It's funny how you eat at the same restaurants over and over, though.
It's good. And it's a good feel. Why would you do? If it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah, it is good. All right, Coach, what's today's topic?
Well, I just think that sometimes we want to do some podcasts that are very specific towards the game. And as high school coaches, you will often find teams running a continuity offense, which like a flex or a ball screen continuity or a swing or, a
triangle. Yeah.
Triangle, whatever. What are some ideas of how to defend those? So basically, how do you defend a continuity, or what you've noticed? Because I've run continuity, I know what teams have done against me, and I've defended teams that run the continuity. I've had some success on certain things, and just kind of wanted your thoughts on how defending a continuity offense.
So here's my thought on the continuity. You have to know, first of all, you're going to know that team X is running the continuity, whatever right. It is. You can't wait. You play on Tuesday and then you play them on Friday. Wednesday and Thursday is probably not enough. It will be fine to be adequate at it, but if you really want to be good at it, I think the key to defending the continuity is planning. Like if I've got a week and you're running flex or swing, I got you. I can, at the high school level, I can probably do enough wrinkles that I'm going to frustrate you enough that you're going to have some issues.
So what do you mean by wrinkles?
I'm going to do, cause I know where the ball is going for the most part, or your counters to where the ball is going. So So I'm going to put in some switching. I'm going to put in some doubling.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
I'm going to run the funnel down defense, and you ain't going to reverse the ball. Like, shameless plug, funnel down defense.
Every single time.
But I'm going to do things like that where you're just.
So like, I think one thing that like a flexor swing, I think bumping the cutter, they all want to get to that one spot, I think is huge. I think really bumping them, switching, I had one down.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
The other thing is like sometimes I like to work on 3v3 or 2v2 action of the main screen of that continuity.
Yes.
It's just really good for instead of trying to learn the whole formation of it, like just constantly redoing the up screen or redoing the flex screen. And just every time their continuity has lots of pin downs. So it's 3v3, 2v2 pin down action. And we're just working on how we're going to go. Are we going to go underneath the screen? Are we going to go over the top of the screen? Are we going to bump that screen? And so, like, I have found success of doing the actions within a continuity over and over in the 3v3 and 2v2 setting.
I think that's I think that's perfect. I mean, the thing is, it's that small-sided stuff. It's that little game. It's that little things that, like, yes, once they – it's drill it. It's like ding, 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 3 minutes. Here we go. We're going to work on this. We're going to work on that. And then we want it to the point where here's when you know they got it. If I go outside right now, it's a little cold to do it, but if I ran outside right now and jumped on my bike, I could bike around the block, right?
Right.
I'm not thinking about balancing that bike. I'm not thinking about any of those things. So I just kind of know how to do it. That's with as continuities. I basically get to the point where we can run it against you. I've done that.
Right. So, and another thing too, is like,
we spent a week and a half on swing and then we're just going to run swing back at you. Like we literally do that. I said, I do. I mean, it's like, and the coach is looking at me like, what are you doing? I go, well, we practiced it so much that like, I thought we'd run it against you a little bit. So, you know.
Right. And so I think also the one thing I choose, but all defense should talk. If you can talk out those screens and really emphasize communication against a continuity. Oh, here comes the up screen. Oh, here comes the back screen. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. But that's just that. Now that's just good.
I'll give a golden nugget to people that are listening to this.
And then we'll end it right here.
And we'll end it on your iPhone or on your iWatch or on your iPhone. You can get a decibel reader that tells how loud the gym is.
I like that.
And I use it and I go, well, we're at 70 and we want to be at like 110. I mean, it's yellow. I want it to be red. Like I want coach to put in ear, you know, so I first got to teach them chatter. Then I can get to the other part. Yes, I got to get to that. And then
it's a losing court is a quiet court, right?
It is. There's a place we played in Florida. I think it was the Kingdom of the Sun tournament. It was Vanguard High School, and they had a big V in there, and it was a sound. It was a decibel reader.
That is awesome.
Isn't it awesome? So it's the
you
crowd
should get
got
one with a giant M.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be so cool.
It would. And then as it got louder, the M went up.
That's awesome.
Maybe that'll be my present to Memorial when I retire. Like, so you could have one at the football stadium, have one in the gym. Like, here's your
decibel. That is cool. That's really neat.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. All right. Till next week, coach.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Open your free iHeart app, search R&B Money Podcast, and start listening only on the Black Effect Podcast Network.